anxiety, drugs, peer pressure, you know, the normal high school stuff. This is Euphoria, episode one, the pilot.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Wow, let's talk about Euphoria episode one. Guys, what are your overall thoughts? Wow, I can't even think right now.
Hi, I'm Ashley Morgan. And I mean, we were watching the show, like looking at each other like, this is on TV.
Yes.
This is so gritty.
Yes, it is. Oh, my fault. Sorry, I forgot. I'm Kristen. I'm your I guess, your first host. I love Drake and Zendaya, and that's why I love this show. This is Jeff. Speak out your love.
What up? I'm Jeff, guys. I'm a big Zendaya fan since Shake It Up on Disney Channel. That's my girl. So, you know, I had to represent. I had to be out here. And first episode was a lot, but I loved it. So, you know, I'm ready for more.
Yes, exactly.
And as I mentioned before, I'm Ashley Morgan. I am an actress and also a huge, is that a word? A huge Zendaya fan as well. And like I said before, this was gritty.
Yes, it was. Starting from the rehab. Well, let's talk about all the characters. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's like 50 characters. So we really have to get to know everybody, right? Every high school student. But the main one from the beginning is Zendaya, of course. And she started out the episode in rehab. So let's talk about that in rehab. She said she started when she was 11. She felt right when she got that Valium after an anxiety attack. She knew this is what she wanted to be. Hi. How did you guys feel about that? Like, have you ever known anyone in that circumstance?
I've never known anybody that's dealt with that personally, but like just hearing it from her perspective, you kind of get that insight. Yeah. And it's just wild to think that like this happened before that stage almost, because like she was talking about all the being diagnosed with 20 different things from the jump. Yeah. And it's like that can mess you up as a person in general. So she was already looking for that excuse or that outlet. And then when she found it, that's what led her to the drugs and stuff. So it was crazy to see, but I love the narration part. I think it brings a huge part to her character in general, but just to the show as a whole.
Absolutely.
I feel like it made me a little sad because I feel like she started taking medication to help with her bipolar disorder.
Right.
And being so young, you just hear all these voices, you have all these thoughts. And I had a friend that was schizophrenic, and just seeing them deal with these types of dealing with this is very hard for them. My friend had to take a lot of medication. He would lash out against his will. And it's just really hard to see someone go through that and to have to go through that yourself at such a young age.
Yes.
I think it's just very tough. And my heart cries out for anyone who has to go through any kind of bipolar, schizophrenic, or any kind of disorder, because it's not easy.
Yeah, exactly. It's really crazy because a lot of us don't really see this all the time. So we're really getting to know a real story. I mean, real stories. It's almost like, you know, they're taking this from real life. But, you know, we don't really see this. Like, I don't know. Like, stuff was really going in her head, and she really had to calm it down. She had to use drugs to calm it down. Mm-hmm. So you really just getting to know people and what they're going through. It's kind of crazy. But the even crazier part is right after she got out of rehab, she went right back to drugs. And Ashtray is probably my favorite character, the little kid that's selling the drugs. How do y'all feel about these characters with Fez and Ashtray and Fez trying to tell her, you need to stop taking drugs?
It's funny because one of the things I wrote down was like the reasoning of the drug dealer. I mean, most dealers, they want their money.
Yeah,
they don't care about the side effect. And I'm from a place right now where there's a huge epidemic with heroin, where a lot of people are overdosing with heroin. And, you know, and the people that are found guilty don't see anything wrong with it. They're they chose to do this. And it's just like, it's interesting to see the dealer like, look, like I care about you as a person. You just came back from rehab. You almost died.
Mm-hmm.
Your sister found you. And here you are following the same path.
Yeah,
and it's like, I feel like Rue just kind of laughs it off. And I feel like it just shows you sometimes our pain runs deeper than what we choose to see, to show.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. And like when I first, even like his first scene when he was talking to her, he's like, dang, you really about to jump right back into this?
Mm-hmm.
Only thing I could think of, like, this is lighthearted realness. Like,
yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought about him. And like, he's my favorite character just from that scene. I was like,
exactly. Like
he's being a good person to her, and like he don't have to be. He could just want the money or just want the hookup. And he's like, that's a real friend right there, looking out for like You don't need to be here. We want to see you alive. We want to see you thriving. And that was real cool. Yeah. So I like that character. Obviously, Ashtray was clowning. Yeah. That was,
is he like five?
Yeah, he is.
Can we talk about Ashtray as like six? Dealing drugs?
He came out the gate hot.
All the information he knew?
His tattoo on his eyes? What is this?
He threw so many different letters out there and put them together. I'm like...
But, I mean, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. We definitely need Ashtray in that comedic relief because the show is so dark. Like, you're really just thinking. You need a little comedic relief and all of that. Speaking of comedic relief and fun, let's see what Maria has for us from the live read.
Well, I think I'm going to do the live read. Oh, I thought... My bad.
Yeah.
hey guys, I just want to say, before we do our next topic, we just want to say, we want to thank you for making us the ESPN of Talk TV, and just say, for us to continue growing, we need your help. And if you're on YouTube right now, please do the thumbs up, and please subscribe. And also, if you're on iTunes, please give us that 5 stars. But no matter what, where you are, leave a comment and join us. We're going to talk to you guys. We want you guys to join us in the conversation. And being part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to me. This is like... my first couple weeks here, I'm happy that I'm on the pilot of this show, but yeah this has meant so much to me, working with you guys, meeting everybody here at AfterBuzz TV. Like, this, I'm going to do what I love. We're all going to do what we love, and it's just a great place to be. So I just want to say thank you guys. So as viewers, thanks AfterBuzz as a whole, and just don't forget to tell your friends and family members and everybody, because we want everybody watching this show.
So thank you, Maria and Evan.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so now let's get on to the dating app with Jules. First of all, Jules is a trans. She's trans in real life and trans on the show. So yes, diversity. Yes, diversity. So she's on the show. She's talking about, she's looking at a dating app. And obviously she's trans on the dating app. And a lot of the people on the dating app are down low, as you see. So how do we feel about it? Because she got there, she said she texted him and she was scared from Rip. Do you guys think that she was a virgin before this? Was this her first time? What do you guys think? Because I feel like she didn't like it.
I don't think it was her first time. She seemed, I mean, that just seems way too confident and outgoing to just be that first time. Like, you just riding your bike to an empty motel, meeting some dude. Like, that's aggressive for a first time.
Yeah, it would be.
So, like, yeah, I couldn't see. I think she probably does that as a way to just cover up the bad and stuff and, like, use that as pain. But, yeah, that could not be a virgin.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things where this person is using sex as a way to feel loved and feel appreciated and feel wanted.
Right.
So it's like in the moment you feel wanted and loved, but it's that aftermath where you feel the most lonely.
Right.
This, you're only fulfilled for this. It's kind of like Rue in her drugs. She feels this high for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
But when she subsides and she comes down, it's like back to reality.
Exactly.
And that's what I kind of feel like the show is about. It's like everyone's chasing their own euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with Jules, it makes me sad because, for one, there's so many people in the down low. It's like, come out, you know?
Yeah, but exactly.
Maybe people feel like they can. Who am I to tell someone to come out? But it's like, you know, when you're putting other people in a situation and you're bringing other people's emotions in a situation, it's kind of a lot to put on somebody. And let's be honest, you know, he knew she was not 22.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, she's clearly a child, but he still felt comfortable doing that, which alludes to me to the fact that he's done that before, too.
Exactly.
And
it's crazy because her whole path, like you said, they just want to feel loved. That's just like Nate. Of course, that's one of the characters. The tall jock guy at the party, acted like he wanted to hurt her just because she was trans. So that feeling love thing is serious. And I'm glad it's out so people can, like, I guess everyone else that's dealing with this can really see, like, or maybe help them come out or find out different ways, you know, not to be hurt or whatever. But I felt like Jules handled it. It was a lot how she handled it. She cut herself to be like, back off, I'm crazy too. I think that was real. It was a lot, but I think it was real. How would you guys, would you guys handle it the same way?
Yeah, like, I thought that was real. I was like, okay, we out here. We out here. Like, she got the knife. I was rocking with it at first, and then like, okay, you gotta defend yourself.
Yeah,
he out here wilding. You go over there, you get the knife, you defend yourself. When she cut her arm, I was like, okay, she took it a little farther than what I was thinking. But, like, I mean, she got to defend herself.
Yeah.
She got to, especially for that dude that's putting on a show in front of all his friends.
Exactly.
He was going to do something stupid because he was drunk and she had to defend herself.
Yep.
So, I mean, I applaud her, but that was aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm Team Jules. I mean, she was like, I'm going to hurt me before you hurt me.
Right.
And I'm going to show you who the real crazy is in this situation. And I support her 100% because if not, he would have really tried to embarrass her in front of all these people that she didn't know.
Yeah.
Just because he's mad about his ex-girlfriend.
Exactly.
Him, and she was him being super aggro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like...
breaking glasses.
Exactly. And, he's like an alpha male that has to prove his point to be on top or whatever.
And his ego got hurt.
The thing that killed me, which is so real because you see it, people are scared... But, like, he was over here putting on a show. Anybody know who this person is? Anybody know who this B is? I'm like, ain't nobody want to step up with, like, y'all, I know who she is. Even if they lying, you could do that. Like, get her out of this.
Else.
Get her out of this situation.
Shows you high school.
Yeah.
In high school, people are afraid to stand up against.
The jock or the bully. They're like, nah, he's cool. That's what he's doing. Let's just chill out the way. Yep. I don't want to be that guy to stop him or that girl.
I honestly thought Rue was going to say something.
I did, too.
You didn't? Yeah, and she just didn't
say. That's because they didn't know each other yet. Remember?
Right.
But
I feel like she's the kind of character to be like,
oh, I know her. Right.
That's literally what I was expecting.
She just kind of stood there. So I was a little taken aback by that.
Yeah, that's true. I guess now maybe she will, I guess, afterwards. But, you know, she is high and off some crazy psychedelic stuff right now.
That's true.
But really, let's talk about the biggest part of the show. We have so much about this. Peer pressure. I feel like that's high school. I feel like peer pressure was throughout the entire show. First of all, I want to double back because that's crazy that they helps people pass a drug test. They're teaching us or teaching high school students whatever how to pass a drug test. Zendaya, thanks for that. Let's start from the peer pressure from Kat, because she was a virgin and all her friends wanted her to be a slut for some reason, and the guy, she wanted to prove that she wasn't a virgin and she'll do whatever. Have you ever felt peer pressured in a sexual way in high school?
Not in a sexual way in high school. I mean, the only thing I could think of would be middle school or whenever, when you're, like, being pressured for your first kiss or whatever. Yeah. Like, bro, you haven't had your first kiss or maybe that kind of pressure. So maybe in high school, you haven't had sex yet?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's some real-life pressure.
Real. Mm-hmm.
And, like, people in high school, they experiment, they doing stuff. So, like, if you the one that, you ain't had sex yet, you feel real left out. And then that's some real stuff right there.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It is. I've never felt peer pressure sexually, but I do remember people dropping the slut word a lot. And it's apparently,
really?
I mean, I was in college school a long time ago, y'all.
Yeah.
And it's still very, very
prevalent.
Much used. Yeah, and prevalent today. And it's like, you know. It's funny because back then slut was derogatory, and now slut's like the cool thing.
Normal,
like, you're not a slut.
Yeah, it's like they're using it as a good thing. Like the ladies are using it as a good thing, then the men are using it as like a negative thing. It's like, where is it? What like?
It's like you don't know where to go. It's like it's really in the middle. I feel like when I was in high school, it was like sort of like, everybody was like congratulating each other. Like what she did, their women were congratulating each other in high school. Oh, you lost it. Yay, B. Like, and hugging each other. That's what they did at my high school. Like, it was serious. It was like that. It's unfortunate that people are peer pressured to do that, though. Because it's not right. And high schoolers, if you're watching this show, do better in your high school, change the world. All right, another peer pressure, Maddie and Nate. Maddie is the ex-girlfriend of Nate. And I guess in the party, they're dancing with other people and I guess trying to make each other jealous. And then Maddie decided to go have sex in a pool. How do we feel about that scene?
I don't feel like that was peer pressure. I feel like that was Maddie trying to get her ex's attention. Again, it comes back to that I'm hurt, I'm going to hurt you type thing.
Right.
And so she is like, what's the furthest thing I can do to make him mad or make him upset? And she, goal accomplished.
It was
like, girls get it. I mean, they could literally do anything and it'll piss off the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she was, like, trying to beat him, and they were doing steps or whatever, like, trying to who can make each other mad first. But, like, honestly, if you a guy and you like a girl, she could literally talk to a dude, and you're already like, all right, what's good? If you know she's, like, had something behind it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, it was, like, when I was seeing her in the pool, I was like, he about to do something stupid.
Right.
He already drunk, but, like, just seeing that, he gonna do something stupid.
Exactly.
So, it was wild, but, like, that's real. And it's crazy that the dude was like, okay. He was like, oh, yeah, you're just doing this just to make up with your ex.
He's like,
what?
Man, don't
like,
care.
All right.
Kudos to her for being honest, though.
Yeah.
She literally was like, this is what we're about to do, and this is why. And I'm like, okay, girl, do your thing.
I'm going to say high school me would have said, like, I'm going to be out. You know, like, I ain't the one to just be, like, in the spot. Oh, you want to just, like, hookup so you can make someone else mad. Like, I don't care. Nah. Like, if you with me, you with me.
You know, the other funny thing is, like, this is so prevalent to now because we didn't have cell phones when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. Everyone had their phones out, recording everything.
Oh, yeah.
Probably putting it on whatever social media they have in the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's just funny because it's like, even if back in the day you could do stuff like that and get away with it because... Right. You can be like, oh, I never did that because he said, she said. Now there's like, you didn't. Well, here's a video.
Exactly. And which brings me to, oh, what were you going to say?
No, it's like phones and just social media is very prevalent throughout the whole episode with the dating apps, with just when they talk about McKay's girl.
Cassie's
videos. And like Cassie, all the photos. And then when they're hooking up, all the phones right there. Yeah. It's like Facebook Live, streaming it or whatever, sending it to people. It's like, that's prevalent throughout all of high school. It's like, look, everybody's watching. Everything you do that's crazy is out there. And I think that's like, it's almost subliminal. Like, look, you need to be thinking, everything you do is out there.
Exactly. That and the videos and social media brings me to the fact of McKay and Cassie, right? Mm-hmm. Cassie, yeah. Well, McKay, oh, this happens a lot. I definitely know this. McKay actually likes the girl, but... she's been passed around already. And all the bros are saying, no, just hook up with her. She's a slut. But McKay's like, nah, I actually really like her. And then probably in, like, he probably has sex with her, blah, blah, blah. But then in front of his boys, he'll eventually be like, yeah, she's just a whore I effed her, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But behind the scenes, he really likes her, which is unfortunate. I've definitely seen a lot of that in high school. Have you guys ever seen that?
Yeah.
I feel like just because she has sex with people or a lot of people with or whoever she wants to have sex with doesn't mean that McKay should look at her any differently. I feel like, back to peer pressure, his friends are like her, don't talk to her, don't do that with her because of X, Y, and Z. And it's like, maybe in back of his mind, if she would have just been like, hey, by the way, one time I made this video, blah, 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 probably would have been more receptive to him.
Yeah.
But when it's coming from your friends and everyone's looking at you, they're showing you this video of someone that you like.
Yeah.
And then you, like, kind of, I think that's why he felt uncomfortable when he was talking to her at first. He just kept picturing that video.
For sure. Like, if you were in high school and they showed you videos of some guy you liked, would you still
talk
to him?
Yeah.
I think it sucks.
It's like, it's not even that. The acts were happening. It was that his friends saw it.
Yeah.
Right. Because
it's like, he's more worried. Like, I understand that the guy's like, oh, you're hooking up with her. His friends already saw that. So he knows there's no secrecy between what he does and what he does with his girl. And it's just like, that's probably more the problem. And you could probably guess he's going to be front, right? Like you say, he's going to be front in front of his friends. Like, oh, nah, I just hooked up with her. And then she on to the next one.
Yeah. But then find out and she's going to get her feelings there.
Exactly. There are no secrets in high school.
Find out.
Wait, so what if you guys saw that today? What if you were dating somebody and your friends are like, oh, by the way, here's a video of them. Not your high school you, but today you. But you really like this person.
All I'm saying is, I gotta ask her why she all up on all social media. Why so people got video?
You're gonna be up front. You're gonna be like, I saw this of you.
Like, what's good? Let me know.
Yeah.
Because, I can't just be on just Twitter. Oh, snap.
But you're gonna be persuaded to stop talking to them.
Yeah, no, I need to ask her. Like, I gotta talk to her about it. I'm not just gonna be make a judgment and just ghost her or something. Nah, I gotta know what's good.
Kristen was like,
You know what? I think the biggest things with people have egos and we don't want to be out here looking crazy. So it's like, man, if all my girls done saw this, they know what I'm getting in the bedroom, like all of that. It's a lot to take in. So I'd probably be like Jeff and probably ask what's going on. Also, how long ago it was. If it was in high school, it's okay. But if it was recent, it's no for me, dog. I'm not going to lie to you.
You're not going to Hollywood.
I don't think so. What about you, Ashley?
Oh, see, I don't know what to ask. Well.
Wow, a lot of silence.
I'm the kind of person where I feel like sexuality is your choice. And what you do is your choice. But I feel like I agree with you, too, where I have to ask. Because if you're pursuing me romantically and I see something like this, I'm like, is this the kind of person you are? Is this something you were drunk and it just happened? Like, I kind of need some explanation, but I'm not quick to judge.
Yeah.
So as long as I have some explanation and if I feel comfortable with what they're saying, I can move forward. And if I don't, then I'll choose to cut it off.
Another thing is, like, you got to ask them because what if they're expecting you to be part of that stuff as well? Like, say, like, it's like, oh, this is what I'm used to. This
like
is all
what
they
McKay
do.
Did with Cassie, yeah, started choking her out.
Yeah, true.
If I see your girl on like Twitter and Instagram doing crazy stuff, like, ain't about that. I'm not the one. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to be out there in your videos doing some crazy wild stuff. Like, everybody need to be seeing my business.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, then you make assumptions about who they are. Mm-hmm. Like, McKay did mm-hmm. with Cassie.
And it didn't work.
I mean, even though she was into it, he just kind of went into it pretty hard. And she was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, literally. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, literally, what are you doing? But at the end of the day, they're cuddled up and stuff. So, hey, I know they're going to fall in love and his boys are going to hate him for it. But let me stop predicting stuff that's at the end of the episode. All right, let's talk about gossip, actually. I heard I got some good gossip from Ashley. Let's hear it.
We need all the tea, so just like...
Yeah, so much tea. It's like okay. So many.
So I'm going to try Euphorians. Let us know in the comments if you like Euphorians. All right, everyone, I'm Ashley Morgan again, and I got the juicy news and gossip. Well, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
For Euphoria. So, in case you didn't know, Euphoria is an American adaptation of an Israeli show called Euphoria as well that came out in Israel from 2012, except the teens were in the 90s. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Zendaya, I have a post. Let's see if it comes up. Zendaya made a post on her Instagram today because she knows a lot of her fans are from Disney and are a little bit younger.
Yeah.
If we can get it, perfect. I'll read it to you too. It says, just a reminder before tonight's premiere that Euphoria is for mature audiences. It's a raw and honest portrait of addiction, anxiety, and the difficulties of navigating life today. There are scenes that are very graphic, hard to watch, and can be triggering. Please only watch if you feel you can handle it. Do what's best for you. I will still love you and feel your support. Love, Daya. So that was pretty accurate for tonight's episode,
absolutely.
Which I appreciate her doing that because her fans are so young.
Absolutely. Good job, Zendaya.
Also, the creator and the executive producer of the show, Sam Levinson, used to be an addict. He has been sober now for 10 years, which is why telling this story authentically is very important to him.
Wow.
And he wants to portray addicts in a way of honesty.
Congratulations.
The opening scene where Rue's a baby and she's talking about like being crushed in the cervix.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually supposed to keep going. It's supposed to show her mother giving birth, and the camera was going to be all up in her business.
Mm. Yeah.
But Sam decided to scrap that scene, which I'm sure we can tell why.
Yeah.
Also, The Hollywood Reporter revealed that a principal cast member, Brian Astro Bratley, quit the show mid-shoot because he reportedly felt uncomfortable filming certain scenes. Scenes that were in the original pilot and suggested his character would experiment with homosexuality in future episodes.
Uh-huh.
He was replaced with Algie Smith, who was in The Hate U Give with Amanda Steinberg.
Yeah.
Also, last but not least, to no surprise, the show is getting calls for cancellation threats.
What?
Euphoria got the attention of the Parents Television Council, who warned that HBO appears to be overtly, intentionally marketing extremely graphic adult content, sex, violence, profanity, and drug use to teens and preteens. So they are not happy about that.
Is that you think that's just because it's Zendaya and like her
news and gossip?
Her massive fan base is from like. Are from Disney Channel.
But it's on HBO, y'all.
HBO?
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta pay for HBO.
Yeah, it's
$13.
Like, what's the parents' math for? Don't buy HBO.
Yeah, or parental blocks, like all of that. Hello.
And I don't think it's fair for... Zendaya as an actress wants to, you know... And she was talking in interviews that, you know, this is very different for her. She's taking it very slowly and working through it because it's a lot. But she should, as an actress, get the opportunity to do different type of roles. And I know she started at Disney and she has that fan base, but she's not that same Zendaya she was back then.
Exactly.
Yeah. She even made a release on her Instagram page.
So you gotta let it grow. You gotta let it evolve. Like, exactly. People are not the same when they were in high school. We're not the same as what we were in high school or whenever, like, Zendaya was shooting that. Like, she grows. Her character, the character she portrays gotta grow. Like,
Everybody wants to shut off that Disney image.
And like her
Ariana
audience
Grande,
grows.
Like how
Miley
many?
Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus over here swinging from a ball and stuff. Like, look,
exactly.
Disney Channel, they grow up.
Exactly. They're not kids anymore.
We got to grow up too. And the parents, look, if you want, like, just control your kids.
Exactly.
Don't petition the whole show because you can't control your kids.
But I mean, it's very graphic. However, it's very real. And this is happening. Like I said, it happens in my hometown. It's happening today. It's prevalent today, and I feel like it's heavy, but it's real.
Yeah, it's like, why don't parents want to educate their children? Like, you should want to educate them because it's going to happen in their high schools. Like, of course, they're going to see people use drugs and this and that. Like, let them know what it is and let them know how bad it is. Like, you see Zendaya going, like, overdosing, almost dying. Like, is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I would be the cool parent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to do that. Like, I don't want them to learn in high school, like, from their peers. Because of peer pressure, what we just talked about, like, they're going to listen to their peers more than they will us. So. I feel like you should educate them and tell them what their peers will be doing.
You know what I'm saying? One of the things I thought before watching the show that they might accidentally glamour, like, make it look cool.
I saw that in an article, too.
Or, like, make it look cool or fun or something for them to use drugs.
Right.
And, like,
It doesn't look like that at all.
It doesn't. And, it doesn't look cool at all. The narration, like, she used, like, a lot of descriptive words and everything. And, like, you feel like you're in the same mindset that she is. And she tells you, like, this is not good. Like, I felt like I was about to die.
Yes, like, exactly.
Everywhere in that, it's just totally different than what I thought. And I like it for that. And this could be a learning tool, like you said, for so many people. You just got to be open-minded to it. And, yeah, so many people can grow and learn and find out who they are, find out who other people are with this show. So it's a great show.
I feel like high school is okay. Middle school might be a little heavy.
Yeah, they wouldn't understand.
Exactly. They haven't gotten to that point. I mean, maybe they have gotten to that point in their life. I mean, actually, kids are...
There was a sixth grader that was pregnant in my hometown. So,
yeah, like, so...
Look, Ashtray was up in that show. So we never know.
Selling drugs. It's like...
It's like we said, it's real. And I feel like, I think sometimes when people see things that are too real, it gets too scary. And they're like, no, my kid can't watch that. Yeah. But your kid's seeing it at school.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily just for high school students. I mean, people our age watch it. I mean, it's just a good show. It's not necessarily directed for that audience. All right, so anyways, let's talk about our special segment, That's High School.
Oh, we have a sound. Yes.
So this segment, That's So High School, we just pick a topic or a character that we could relate to and that brought us back to our high school days. Mm. And just for example, I'll go first. So like, when McKay was with his friends, he was talking about his girl. He's like, oh, you didn't hear? She's a slut. She's doing this, that, and the third. That brought me back to my high school days. Like, I played sports. I mean, most guys, you show your friends who you're dating, who you're talking to. And they always got something to say, good, bad, indifferent. So, you know, they're always going to be all up in your business. So that brought me back to, like, my friend group. Like, oh, you got, this is my girl. Like, what you think? Check her face. I mean, Facebook or MySpace or whatever it was at the time. You know, so it's like, that brought me back to high school.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Oh, me. I would probably say what brought me back to high school was probably the Maddie and Nate situation. I had a high school sweetheart, and we're off and on. And he, of course, he was the jock, and, you know, I was, you know, the girl, the cool girl, I guess. And we would go back and forth trying to make each other jealous, but eventually, you know, we got back together in the day. But, whew, that brought back memories. Don't do that, ladies, okay? Especially in high school. Do not go back and forth. Just stay single, live your life, okay? What do you think, Ashley? You?
Mine's a little bit more sad.
Aww.
I don't remember her name. It's Maddie.
Oh, really?
Maddie's
the one that had sex in the pool.
Right. She was showing her boobs in the scene.
No, that... Yeah,
Cassie did too, but Maddie did it in her room, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maddie, so when you break up with that person you really love and you feel like they've just destroyed who you are, that's really depressing. But especially in high school that you give... I mean, you date someone for like 2 weeks in high school and it's like a year, you know?
Yeah.
So like feeling that you're in love with this person and then they break up with you or you break up and just feeling like really insecure about yourself and like not confident about yourself and then like having to see that person every day in school and trying to... get their attention again, I never had sex in a pool, but, like, I would do dumb stuff. You know, I would kiss someone in front of them or, like, talk about something that never happened that made me sound like I was cooler than I was. Mm-hmm. And just being vulnerable and feeling like, you know, that you're not good enough of being with somebody. That's so sad.
No, it is. No, we had to talk about this real stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't date a lot of people in high school, so when I did date someone, it was a lot.
Real. No, I hear you. I mean, it's good. I love that Euphoria is just having this conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, just... that reminds me of, like, our top three, you know... Okay, I want to talk... Okay, we're about to get into another special segment. It's called The Top Three. These are the shows that are, like, similar to Euphoria that I guess we love so much. And it's funny because my top one is 13 Reasons Why. And I just love how these shows get the conversation going because we didn't have shows like this when I was in high school. Like, I would have loved to see this on TV. I'm like, oh, I'm not the only one going through this. Or, wow, this happened and I could help my friend who's going through this. I don't know how to explain, but it's just seeing something on TV just relating to you really helps a lot in real life, I feel like.
Definitely. And like for me, it was just Degrassi. Mm-hmm. I have an older sister. I don't know why I said had one. But yeah, I have an older sister, and she brought me into that show. Oof. And at that age, it was a lot. And it was cool to see because, mm-hmm. It kind of prepared me for some stuff that happened in high school. Obviously, TV shows, they blow it up. But right. At the end of the day, a lot of crazy stuff happens. And that show just, it was one of the shows I remember just growing up. And it was great to see that portrayal of high school.
Yeah, absolutely.
To piggyback off that, Drake is actually one of the producers of Euphoria. And he was Jimmy. It wasn't always Wheelchair Jimmy. He was Jimmy. And they're saying, Euphoria is, a grittier... Degrassi went there. I mean, they had, gonorrhea and, date rape and stuff. But they didn't really show, they didn't go as in-depth as Euphoria does.
Right.
And then my high school show, I chose Pretty Little Liars. And it kind of just, bullying and trying to fit in and trying to... They went through a lot, but...
Yeah.
Just that was high school drama.
Yeah. I mean, wow. It's just... I don't know. I'm just really a fan of TV shows that evoke conversation, mm-hmm. because we should have it. And people need to stop hiding stuff behind closed doors, mm-hmm. like the trans character, and which is Jules, so I'm glad that's out. And the drugs, I didn't really come across drugs that much in high school, but for people that do, I feel like that will be an eye-opener. So yeah, I'm excited about this show. Are you guys excited? What do you guys think will happen next episode? What is the big things that you
saw after Buzz TV predictions?
Yes, predictions.
Yeah, predictions. I gotta see Rue. I think that she's gonna get caught by her sister, not the mom. So I'm guessing Gia is gonna catch her. I think that's gonna happen again because, if the mom catches her, it's kind of, I don't know. I don't think you really gain that much.
Right.
If Gia catches her, I know Rue would really be affected by that.
Right.
I think she knows that Gia looks up to her, so I can expect. I think that'll happen.
Yeah. Are we doing holes?
Yeah, you can season. Yeah, you can. Not the whole season, just next episode.
Oh, okay. I feel like we dive into Rue and Jules' relationship more. Mm-hmm. We start to see their friendship. I don't know. Excuse me. The way that Rue speaks in the narration, it feels like they're not friends anymore.
Really?
I don't know. I get like a, this is, oh, that's when Rue told me, or that's when Jules told me this. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, this is my friend Jules.
Right.
She's past tense.
Yeah, she's kind of just explaining what happened.
Right.
I feel like we definitely going to get into the Nate and what was her name?
Maddie
situation. Cassie and McKay. I feel like McKay, like we mentioned, unfortunately, is going to tell his friends about Cassie, and she's going to find out.
Yeah.
And it's going to hurt her feelings because I think she actually really likes him.
Yeah, unfortunately.
What about you?
I believe that Nate and Maddie will get back together. And I know. And I feel like McKay is going to go she just hooked up in the pool, but you still like her and you talking down on my girl. So I feel like they're going to get in a fight about that.
Ooh.
And then Kat is not really going to like that she lost her virginity. She's not going to like that at all. The next day it's like, oh, I'm on a high. But tomorrow I'm like, oh, I feel dirty. I feel like don't let anyone peer pressure you into losing your virginity. And I feel like Rue and Jules will become really good friends. I think they will, but in the pilot, they explain that Zendaya is an unreliable narrator. So that's going to be interesting because there's not a lot of shows like that. So we can't really just completely look at the show how she speaks of it. So this is a really deep thinking type of show. So we'll see throughout the season how it ends.
She's not in her right mind.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But woo! Can't wait till next season. I mean, can't wait till the next episode. Next Sunday, guys. Yeah. Catch us back at 9 o'clock. Yeah, catch us back here at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Euphoria episode 1. We're done with it. I'm the Chris Exclusive. You can find me on Instagram. Just call me Chris.
Yeah, and I'm Jeff. You guys can find me at JeffWill_Jr. at all the social media accounts.
And I am Ashley Morgan. That's AshleighMorghan. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
Yes, we'll see you next time.
Peace. Euphorians.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. TV. buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.